Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, program note, again, D'Amico Ryans will be talking to the Assemble Media, 12:45 about is what we're looking at. So you'll take that live. You'll hear that live here on Sports Radio 610. In order to accommodate that, let's do a little bit of college football on a Tuesday, a weekend that was kind of wild, and it was capped off with a couple of jobs coming open, one of them on a smaller scale. Happy trails, Trent Dilfer. Thanks for stopping by the college
also
football
Oregon State, right?
Coaching booth. Oregon State also,
yeah.
They did. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But the big one was James Franklin. We talked about this yesterday. Vacating his post after a 3-3 start for Penn State, they lost.
Vacating his post.
That's right.
Good Lord,
they got him out of here.
That is soft pedaling. That
or, they got him out of here.
Or some people like to see say ired instead of fired.
Yeah.
I R E D.
Yeah,
they got him out of there after losing to UCLA,
I like that term, actually,
and Northwestern in successive weeks.
Yeah.
Now, where do you want to start on this weekend? Because I think there's a lot of things, and interestingly enough, like we have college football tonight.
Yeah, there's like three games.
We are in Tuesday, Wednesday college football territory just because of the landscape where with TV and stuff, with all the shifting landscape, we're getting
more football every day.
We're getting more of the Power Four conferences on Fridays and Thursdays, where previously that had been like the MAC and some of the smaller conferences space. So they're moving further, even more so. I think Sam Houston is playing tomorrow night.
Oh my gosh. Did you see how Sam Houston State lost this week?
No, but at least they're giving Sam Houston State fans new and inventive ways of losing.
My gosh, I don't want to get into it. We can talk about it with B. Scott.
Okay, fair enough.
On Friday, but New Mexico State, Liberty, Arkansas State, South Alabama, Florida International, and Western Kentucky. How about that? Three college football games today. But the big one was Penn State vacating James Franklin's job.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I'm going to start saying that. I wasn't fired. He wasn't fired. They vacated his job.
Yeah, they got him out of there.
Anyway, and I started to listen to all these lists, and I know you've looked at them too, Reggie. Like, who's it going to be? Who are the leading candidates?
Bill O'Brien.
What are the odds make? I actually did see him after the show. He was on one of the lists that was out there. But I started listening to some of these press conferences, like Matt Rhule was asked about it.
Yes.
Didn't say squat. I'm happy to be here. This is what did he say? I think he called this a mecca or something like that. I forget what he said, but never said yes, never said no.
He can say all the buzzwords he want to say.
And there was a lot of that going around as well from Fran Brown, Syracuse coach, something similar. You never, the old denial or something along those lines. Someone is lying. Because someone really wants that job and in the you know the back channels is angling to get that job. Who do you think's gonna fit there? Who do you think's gonna get it?
Matt Rhule seems like just an easy decision to make. Mm-hmm. However, there is actually an underlying issue with the Matt Rhule hire.
Mm-hmm.
James Franklin gets fired in this job. Why?
Well, the big games,
right? He hasn't won the big games. Can I take you to Matt Rhule's record against ranked opponents?
Look at this.
Now, admittedly, this is in Baylor. Mm-hmm. This is at Temple. Now, this is at Nebraska. These are not currently powerhouses necessarily, and definitely not in the times that he's taken them over. However, even with that context, Matt Rhule is 3-23.
Ouch.
In his career versus ranked teams. The total wins that he's gotten against ranked teams in the last 10 seasons, 2014, he got a win against number 21 Eastern Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
2016, he got a win against number 21 Memphis. 2015, he got a win against number 19 Navy.
East Carolina, Memphis, and Navy.
That's right. Combined 0-18 at Baylor and Nebraska going against ranked opponents, mind you. So those wins roll at Temple.
Mm-hmm. The right answer seems to be Kurt Cignetti. I mean, it just does.
Is Penn State a better job than Indiana right now?
Well, I don't think Penn State is a great job. We talked about that yesterday. But it's got to be better than Indiana. Yeah, I would think it's got to be better than Indiana.
By the way, this is a fun factoid. When you talk about the Big Ten, obviously James Franklin gets fired. That points me over to Iowa, whose head coach Kirk Ferentz has outlasted the 56 Big Ten coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Just over there trucking along. No offense, beating the hell out of team. Actually, no offense usually, except when they play Wisconsin. Did you see this score between Iowa and Wisconsin?
What was it?
37-0.
That's what it was.
This is very, very mean to say. Obviously, we love J.J. Watt around these parts. However, his alma mater, not a good place.
No.
They used to be, I mean, if you had to characterize Wisconsin, they were a good team, if even though they weren't always an interesting team. Is that a fair way to say it?
Yeah, that was a Big Ten type of school.
They were trouble. I would just describe it. They were trouble. They would every once in a while get to the Rose Bowl, win the Rose Bowl. I think J.J.'s year, I think they did, yeah. And they were just trouble. They're not trouble right now. And that's a big issue. They love their football in Wisconsin, man.
So not only are they not good, they're also not interesting right now. Mm-hmm. That is a great way to get Luke Fickell fired at that job.
Glad you said that to kind of put a bow on this whole Penn State opening. I think what they really need is someone interesting, someone who has won big games and maybe not with the same level of talent and pedigree as Penn State. And I think that points to three guys. One of them obviously is going to pain me very much. I think Kurt Cignetti fits that. Lane Kiffin fits that. And Mike Elko.
Mike Elko's name's been thrown out there.
He fits it.
You think he'll dip out?
I don't think so, but you could say that all you want.
But money.
And then money's not the issue. He's from the Northeast and all that. So I don't think so, but you got to be fair here. And I think he wins games, has been winning games that he's not supposed to against ranked teams. Obviously built the program. Has won everywhere he's been, Duke, all that stuff. And Cignetti is the same thing, maybe to a larger degree. And Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin is an interesting cat that just built an amazing program and has beaten a lot of ranked teams.
Yeah, and speaking of John Lopez, I actually bring you a gift here.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I don't often give your Texas A&M Aggies enough love, so I will try and do a little bit of that here today, because the Aggies obviously get another victory. This team has just been very good. They beat Florida 34-17. In fact, there's reporting that Florida is thinking about they're closing in on the decision to fire Billy Napier. I think Newsweek had that this week. But when you talk about Texas A&M, they are great, not good at defense right now.
Their third downs, amazing.
That is the point that I was coming to. In SEC play, opponents are 2 of 32 on third down versus Texas A&M. They are 0-3 on fourth down.
Yeah.
They get you these late downs, you are not doing anything against this defense.
Cassius Howell has made so much money this year. I think he has 8 sacks already, the number 9 in your program. But he's not alone. They have another kid, number 50, and his name is drawing a blank. He's more of a third down specialist. When they put those two guys in on third and fourth down, it's a problem. It's a big problem.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There a team that you're concerned with the rest of the A&M schedule as I read it out? Now, they're going on the road for three games, but at Arkansas?
If they come up and bite you, my answer is no.
You can just say
my
no.
My answer is no.
We don't have to. We don't have to
come up and do that Arkansas Fayetteville War Memorial State. Well, that's in Little Rock, but either way, that craziness. No is just the short no. answer. At LSU is the one.
At LSU is the one I was going to bring up. But then when you consider the fact that this defense has been really good, and you look at the way that LSU's offense has actually been a little bit dicey.
Yeah.
Nussmeier has not looked like the guy that we anticipated coming into the season.
And they've beaten. Mike Elko has a plan for Nussmeier that has been a big issue for him.
At Missouri?
That would be probably atmosphere LSU team Missouri.
And Missouri has been
good.
They're 5-1.
They're good.
They're good. Eli Drinkwitz, also a name that you might need to consider a little bit in that Penn State discussion. Can I give you a little bit of cold water for the Missouri side of this?
I would love some.
Do you know where Missouri has gotten all their wins this year?
Not off the top of my head.
At home. You want to know why I know that?
Mm-hmm.
They have not played a road game yet.
Really?
They played 6 games this year and all of them are at home.
That's incredible.
I mean, I didn't know this was allowed.
It's the rest of the games on the road.
I know. But that's
going to be
7
tough.
In a row.
Yeah.
Well, somehow they convinced the SEC to let them schedule 12 home
games. Aggies are going there.
Hey, week 7, they're going to be, all right, thank you for the season.
Senior night, week 7.
It's been great, guys.
No, in reality, these next 3 games are going to probably define, you know, just how much of a, God, this sounds so weird to say, national championship contender that the Aggies
are.
Dude,
they're number 5 right now. And
they look all right, man.
Yeah, number 4. Apologies. Yeah. They are only behind.
Did I just say that?
Dude, they're, when we're looking at what teams are good, the 3 teams ahead of them all have number 1 votes in the AP Top 25. Number 1 is Ohio State, deservedly so. Mm-hmm. They're handling their business. Miami, also deservedly so. They beat Florida State, a team that I have a stat on that will make you laugh. And then Indiana, who are clearly like a real life big time program right now, or at least a really good team.
Mm-hmm.
And then A&M, right? Like those are, I think those are the teams I look at and I go, those are the good teams in the league. I don't know how you feel about Ole Miss. I'm still figuring out my feelings there.
Yeah.
But like I look at that and I go, those are the teams that are good in the in college football right now. And A&M is firmly in there. You've got to think that obviously playoff is very well in their sights, but going deep into the playoff and making a run, like that feels like it's in there in the possibilities for them.
I'm just amazed at myself. It's been 12, 13 years since I said anything of the kind that I just said. Ole Miss is really, really good. I think they were sleepwalking through their last game. And I think Ole Miss is going to be in the mix for a title. Texas Tech is a team you do not want to play. You don't want to play Texas Tech.
They've been steamrolling people,
man. They've just been crushing folks.
Someone has to show up and play them in the Big 12 championship game, and I feel sorry for whoever that is. Yeah. I don't think that there's anybody in their class in the Big 12 right now.
Yeah. Alabama is a team you don't want to play right now.
Yeah, my favorite moment of the week, I made this note and I almost didn't get to it. Did you see the Caden Proctor Wildcat?
Mm-hmm.
They took the screen pass to the offensive lineman and made it. Just snap it directly to him.
That guy is... He's touching the ball, man.
There's a lot of fun stuff.
I think Georgia Tech's team you don't want to play. I'm not saying they're a national championship contender, but they're really good.
I need you to put together your teams that you don't want to play, and we'll get to that on Friday when we get our college football preview going. But that's a little college football on a Tuesday here. I might throw you a few nuggets later on in the show, but we continue to roll here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk about what's popping, including the AP men's basketball top 25 came out, and Houston obviously is there, but postseason baseball continues to roll on. We'll talk about that and more next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.